The processional hymn 255, Christ is risen, Alleluia. To the Church of the Ascension this morning on this second Sunday of Easter, traditionally referred to over the years as Low Sunday, coming as it does after the Lenten and Holy Week devotions and the high point of Easter Day. But nonetheless, while the secular holiday weekend is also over, the season of Easter continues very much over coming weeks until the feast of Pentecost in May. Our service this morning is that of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Christ is risen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the
Almighty Father, you have given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve you in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, beginning at verse 2. Open the gates so that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low the inhabitants of the high, the lofty city he lays low. He lays it low to the ground, casts it to the dust. The foot tramples it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The way of the righteous is level. O just one, you make smooth the path of the righteous. In the path of your judgments, O Lord, we wait for you. Your name and your renown are the soul's desire. My soul yearns for you in the night. My spirit within me earnestly seeks you. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Your dead shall live, their corpses shall rise. O dwellers in the dust, awake and sing for joy. For your dew is a radiant dew, and the earth will give birth to those long dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On page 121, the traditional form of the Easter anthems.
Christ our Passover is.
The epistle is from the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, beginning at verse 32. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and bought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord.
Gradual hymn, after which the young people may withdraw for Sunday school. Number 283, the day of resurrection, earth tell it out abroad. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 20, beginning at verse 19. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hands in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the door was shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. When we walk in the light that is God, as we have fellowship with one another, how very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. Some words from Psalm 133. On this first Sunday after Easter Day, our readings give us insight into how Jesus' death and resurrection were remembered by three early Christian communities. We have glimpses of how faith in Jesus was lived over the course of the first 100 years of Christianity, from the days immediately following his death and resurrection to the early believers described in the book of Acts, to the Johannine community at roughly the end of the first century. We can see that the astonishing news of the resurrection elicits responses as diverse as the human beings who receive the news. In today's gospel reading, John the Evangelist describes the reaction of Jesus' followers in the first days after the events of Holy Week and Easter. We might imagine those frightened and confused disciples as the earliest post-resurrection community, seeking to regroup following the loss of their beloved leader, they have gathered in shock and despair.
Imagine their astonishment and awe when Jesus, whom they have seen dead and buried, appears among them. Yet here is the proof. Seeing the wounds in his hands and his side with their own eyes, they cannot disbelieve their truth. Jesus lives. Their response to the good news of the resurrection is God's peace through the precious breath of the Holy Spirit. Their faith that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing they will have eternal life is steadfast and secure. Nevertheless, the news that Jesus is raised from the dead is difficult to wrap one's head around. Some have witnessed, but many have not. And Thomas shows us a different reaction to the good news. He cannot believe until he sees the proof with his own eyes. Jesus is patient. He reappears. He reassures Thomas, "Do not doubt, but believe." In this moment, we can see that God honors the wrestlers, the doubters, the honest response. Thomas, relieved and overjoyed, cries out in absolute faithful certainty, "My Lord and my God." These earliest Christians, through different paths, have received the message: Jesus is Lord, Messiah, and bringer of salvation and eternal life. The book of Acts, which appears in our lectionary during the Easter season, is unique in the New Testament for offering a narrative of the life and work of the emerging early church in Jerusalem. Following the death and resurrection of Jesus and the dramatic coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, Peter has boldly and confidently proclaimed that Jesus is Lord and Messiah. The response of the crowd is awe, and according to the second chapter, many were baptized. The language describing the growing community of believers is warm and beautiful. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All who believed were together and had all things in common. Day by day, they worshipped and ate together with glad and generous hearts, praising God. By the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, the passage we read today, Peter has been brought before the council, and seeing the proof of his power to heal, the assembled rulers, scribes, and elders cannot condemn him. The community of believers responds to this news with increased faith, filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking the word of God. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So it is recorded. The response of the early church community to the news of the resurrection, delivered by eyewitnesses, is great grace and harmony. Sharing wealth, food, and worship in a communal setting is a graceful model of Christian community. The absolute certainty that Christ is Lord and Messiah, that he is one with God the Father as evidenced by his resurrection, and that his word is life, is the glue that holds the early church, these first believers and converts in Jerusalem, together. The third early Christian community that appears in reading set for today is John's community, known as the Johannine community. We didn't read this particular passage, but it is of significance. So a bit of background. The Gospel of John addresses an early Christian community traditionally believed to be located in Ephesus in Asia Minor, now in modern-day Turkey. Ephesus has been the home of a substantial Jewish community from at least 300 BC. At the end of the first century, a group of Jewish followers of Jesus existed within the Jewish community. And in the passage from chapter 20, when Jesus appeared to the disciples, we find the door locked for fear of the Jews. There are historical reasons for John's language about the Jews. John wrote at a time when the Jewish followers of Jesus were carrying out an identity separate from their parent Jewish community. The larger Jewish community, already diverse, could support followers of Jesus up to a point, but not as far as accepting that the human Jesus was one and the same as God. Affirming Jesus is the Messiah and Savior of humankind was a step too far for many, and so the followers of Jesus were beginning to be cast out of the synagogue. Jesus wrote, therefore, for a community in conflict, and in today's passage he describes the events in the earliest post-resurrection Christian community, for a community at the end of the first century, a community that could include doubters not having witnessed the resurrection. Jesus' response, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe," can be read as a rebuke from Jesus to Thomas. At the same time, this response could be John's voice preaching to his community, urging them to hold on to faith and hope in the absence of concrete proof of Christ's resurrection. John's purpose is clearly stated. These signs are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. In the first letter of John, which, as I've stated, we haven't read today, we have a direct example of John writing to his community, the Johannine community, for the purpose of proclaiming that the word of life was revealed in Christ Jesus. John writes with absolute certainty the boldness and power we heard in Acts. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testified to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. Possibly John is writing to the doubters. Surely in every community there will be multiple responses to the difficult questions raised by the presence of mystery. Joy, grace, and harmony will live side by side with confusion and doubt. We would hope that generosity, tolerance, and patience would take their place in our hearts as well. To all the Johannine community, to all the earliest Christian communities, and to our community gathered here, John proclaims the good news of Easter. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. So let us pray. As we walk in the light, as God is in the light, may we have fellowship with one another. May we believe with one heart and soul in our fellowship with the Father, with God's Son, Jesus Christ, and with the Holy Spirit. May we rejoice in the revelation of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Would you please stand? We affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God. The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, give to the Church the Spirit of holiness to be the image here on earth of the New Jerusalem. We pray for David, our Bishop, this group of parishes, and the parish of Orangefield, and the rector, the Reverend Ross Wilson. Inspire your people with mutual love so that all may know that we are your disciples. Lord, in your mercy, Lord of all creation, break through the prejudices that divide people from one another. Open the eyes of the proud to see the worth of those they have despised or rejected. We pray for Ukraine, Gaza, Yemen, and other places of conflict. We pray for Charles, our King, for the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton Harris, and the government, and all members of Parliament and peers. We pray for the First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, the Deputy First Minister, Elizabeth Little Pengele, the Executive and Assembly members in their various deliberations. Also, President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, Taoiseach na Micheál Martin, and the government and the Republic. Give peace between nations and harmony between divided communities. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, grant that in our families and in our friendships, we shall truly love one another. In our work and with our neighbors, may make us open to hear different opinions and to respect those with whom we disagree. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, relieve and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need, as we especially pray for the King, the Princess of Wales, and Sarah, Duchess of York. Comfort those who are outcast and unloved. Have mercy on all who suffer discrimination as members of minorities. Comfort the bereaved, especially the family circle of the late Louise Madole. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of eternity, we give thanks for all who have glorified you by their lives on earth and left us a good example. Give us grace to praise their memory, not in words alone, but in lives that make us worthy to share with them in your everlasting glory. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, Peace be with you. Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give the Lord the glory due to his name. Enter his courts with an offering. The offertory hymn 408, Come, Risen Lord, and deign to be our guest. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. We follow the second communion prayer on page 212. At the appropriate time, the words of the Holy, Holy, Holy may be found in the inset at the back of the prayer book. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. All glory and honor, thanks and praise be given to you at all times and in all places, Lord, Holy Father, true and living God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is your eternal word, through whom you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. For he is the true Passover Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life, he has restored to us eternal life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Merciful Father, we thank you for these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, and we pray that we who eat and drink them in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, in obedience to our Savior Christ, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his body and his blood, who in the night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and again giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as our Savior has commanded. We celebrate the redemption he has won for us. We proclaim his perfect sacrifice made once for all upon the cross, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and we look for his coming to fulfill all things according to your will. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Renew us by your Holy Spirit. Unite us in the body of your Son, and bring us with all your people into the joy of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, with whom and in whom, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of never-ending praise. Blessing and honor and glory and power are yours forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Lord God, our Father, through our Savior Jesus Christ, you have assured your children of eternal life and in baptism have made us one with him. Deliver us from the death of sin and raise us to new life in your love, in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Sunday next is the third Sunday of Easter. At 10 o'clock, the family service will take the format of Risen with Christ, which is an Easter devotional of readings, hymns, and an anthem for the season of Easter. And there will be light refreshments in the hall following next Sunday's service. The recessional hymn from Thanks and Praise, 129, Sing, Choirs of Heaven. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Amen.